愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
在这个礼拜的读经啊，诗篇九十二篇到九十八篇里面呢，最后几篇呢，充满着对神的赞美跟感谢。
In Psalm 92 to 98, for the latter chapters, it is filled with many glories to God. Thanksgiving.
那我现在就来看九十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 96.
诗篇的九十六篇
Psalm 96
第八节
Verse 8
九十六篇第八节
Psalm 96 verse 8
要将神的名所当的荣耀归给他
Give to the Lord glory to his name
好这里说神的名所当得的荣耀
Bible states here glory to God's name
我们要归给他
We have to give the glory to this name that he deserves.
那这是我们信仰生活一个目标。
This is a goal that we strive for in our faith.
那首先，神的名是什么？
First of all, what is the name of God?
在出埃及记里面，第三章。
In Exodus chapter 3.
第三章的十三节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 13.
摩西对神说，我到以色列人那里。对他们说你们祖宗的神打发我到这里这里呢他们若问说他叫什么名字我要对他说什么、
Moses said to the Lord that when you sent me to this people and they asked for what's your name how should I answer him
摩西问神啊如果他们问说神叫什么名字我怎么回答
Moses said to the Lord that if the people ask you what's your name how shall I answer them
十四节神对摩西说我是自由拥有的
14 and God said to Moses I am who I am
这个自由拥有有的用英文叫做 YHWH
and in English some people write it as YHWH
那这个 YHWH 没有母音
since there is no vowel inside this word
所以没有办法发音啊、
Therefore, you cannot pronounce the word.
那这个 YHWH 就在描写神的本性。
This YHWH reflects the nature of God.
自由拥有就是永远之我是。
God who is everlasting, so he is ever existing.
所以后来主耶稣出来自我介绍，他说：“你啊，我是用七个自我介绍，我是。”
And this means I am.And later, when Lord Jesus also came to his ministry, he used seven statements saying, I am.
那么主耶稣说，还没有摩西就有我了。
And Lord Jesus also said, before Moses, I am.
Before ever was.
Before Moses, I was.
那这个 I am 就是永远的。
This I am signifies that it's everlasting.
就是在这里神对摩西说的。
And this is what God said to Moses here.
那我们在旧约圣经把它翻作耶和华，这是神学家创造出来的。
And it was the theologians who changed YHWH to Jehovah.
因为他们不直接称神哈，在希伯来文叫做 Adonai.
Because they do not address God directly in Hebrew, it's pronounced as Adonai.
所以就把 Adonai 跟 YHWH 把它合并在一起，把它变成亚威。
And they merge Adonai and YHWH together and form the new word Yahweh.
那其实在新约时代，神的名就是耶稣。
In the New Testament era, God's name is revealed as Jesus.
所以在旧约圣经，如果我们看英文，它都把它翻作主啊 ，Lord.
And in the Old Testament, under the English interpretation, we see that it's written as Lord.
好，那我们现在回来看九十六篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 96.
说要将神的名的荣耀归给他。
We are to give the glory due to God's name.
那我们现在就来看为什么神的名是这么大的荣耀。
So now let's study why God's name deserves such great glory.
第一个是神的作为。
First of all is due to God's wonderful works.
如果我们看到一个人有很大的作为。
If we see that a person has great accomplishments,
都被看作英雄
and they will be considered as heroes,
都会被崇拜
people will worship them.
在各行各业里面呢，这个英雄都被崇拜
No matter what kind of profession, as long as you become outstanding, people will worship.
那神的杰作就是在代表他的荣耀。
God's handiwork reflects His glory.
那神的杰作分两部分。
God's handiwork are separated into two categories.
一个是看得见的物质界，另外一个是看不见的灵界。
One belongs to the visible physical world, the other is an invisible spiritual world.
我们看十九篇诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 19.
诗篇十九篇。
Psalm 19.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。第二节，这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。第三节，无言无语，也无声音可听。他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。啊，神在其间为太阳安设帐幕。第五节，啊，太阳如新娘出洞房，要如勇士欢然奔入。这个地方说，诸天在述说神的荣耀。
The scripture reads, "The heavens declare the glory of God."
那第四节说，他的亮带通遍天下。
Verse 4, their light has gone out through all the earth.
他的言语传到地极。
And their words to the end of the world.
所以，神的创造就是无形中在述说神的伟大。
We see that God's creations are expressing the greatness of God through invisible speech.
他的创造我们没有办法了解。
We are not able to fully comprehend His creation.
神的伟大也超过我们所能够了解。
The mightiness of God's creation is really beyond our comprehension.
所以我们在歌颂，我们在赞美一朵花的漂亮，这个是神的杰作。
When we are praising the beauty of a single flower, we are actually extolling praises unto God's creation. When we are giving awe and wonder to the greatness of a nature world, we are in fact praising God.
神的杰作代表他的能力，也是代表他的智慧。
God's handiwork represents His mighty power and His wisdom.
在他的杰作里面，更看出神的慈爱。
Through His handiwork, we also see His mercy.
所以我们住在一个这么美好的地方。
Because we are living in a wonderful world.
这是在物质界里面。
This exists in the physical realm.
神的名是值得称颂的。
Therefore, God's name deserves to be glorified.
那在灵界里面呢？
What about in the spiritual realm?
我们现在看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书的第十章，十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
33节，深哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻。34节，谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？是谁先给他，后来使他偿还呢？36节，万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。这个罗马书第一章到十一章，保罗在讲救赎的道。
Romans 1 to verse 11 to chapter 11, Paul speaks of the gospel of salvation.
那他在写到要完的时候，他就是很感叹的说：“哎呀，神是太深奥了。”
Toward the conclusion, he sighed to do the greatness and awesomeness of God's creation.
他的智慧、他的知识实在是超过人能了解。
For God's wisdom and knowledge is really beyond human comprehension.
这个就在讲神的救赎。
And this speaks of God's salvation.
那谁做过他的谋士呢？
And who has been God's counsel?
没有一个人。
Not one.
那我们看，圣经说魔鬼把卖耶稣的意思放在犹大里面。
We see the Bible says that the devil has placed the thought of betrayal into Judas' mind.
那最后魔鬼进到犹大的心里面，把耶稣卖了。
In the end, Satan entered into Judas' heart in order to betray Jesus.
所以这样看起来，主耶稣被钉十字架，这是魔鬼的作为。
So on the surface, it seems like Lord Jesus was crucified because of satanic work.
但是主耶稣在十字架最后一句话是成的。
Lord Jesus' last statement on the cross is it's finished.
救恩完成了。
The salvation has been completed.
这个完全是魔鬼没有想到的。
This is really beyond Satan's comprehension.
这就是神智慧的伟大。
This is the greatness of God's wisdom.
在十字架成全的救恩。
For he completed salvation work on the cross.
所以神的名值得赞美啊，因为他的作为很伟大。
Therefore, God's name deserves praise because his works are so mighty and wonderful.
所以我们看比较感动人的诗歌都是在赞美神。
We see that more touching hymns or praises are all extolling praises to God.
都是在赞美神的伟大，神的慈爱。
We all giving praise unto God's greatness and His mercy and compassion.
这是第一个，为什么神的名是荣耀？
This is the first reason why God's name deserves honor and glory.
第二个，神的地位是高的。
Second, God's position is supremely high.
好，我们来看诗篇的97篇
Psalm 97,
第九节
Verse 9.
因为你是至高，超乎全地，你被尊崇，远超万神之上。
For you, Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods.
这个地方说神是至高。
Here speaks that God is the most high.
诗篇114:3说神坐在至高之处。
Psalm 113 says that the Lord sits on lofty heights.
那个至高就是再上去没有。
The lofty heights means there is nothing higher than that.
如果一个人在地上的权位很高，这是一种荣耀。
If a person holds very high status in the society, it's considered an honor.
那神的荣耀更是超乎我们所能够想象。
Then God's honor is really beyond what we can imagine.
因为他超乎众人之上，坐在至高之处。
Because he sits on the lofty height above everyone else.
他的地位没有人能够相比。
His position cannot be compared to.
所以诸神都没有办法跟他比较。
No gods can compare to him.
我们看95篇。
Turn to Psalm 95.
第三节。
Verse 3.
因为神为大，神为王，超乎万神之上。
For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods.
那这个神坐在至高之处到底什么意思？
What exactly does it mean when God sits on the lofty height above?
第四节
Verse 4.
地的深处在他手中，山的高峰也属他。第五节
Five.
海洋属他，他造的旱地也是他手所造。
In his hand are the deep places of the earth, the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land.
所以神住在至高之地，就是一切都在他的掌管之下。
So the Lord resides on the lofty heights means that everything is under his control.
我们一切生死祸福都在神的掌管。
Everything that we possess, whether life or death, fortune or misfortune, are all within God's grasp.
所以圣经说万物都是本于他。
Therefore the Bible says that everything works through God.
就是因为他而存在。
Everything exists because of God.
也因为他才能够生命继续不断的延伸。
Because of God, our life can continue.
他用他的能力托住万有。
Through God's mighty power, everything is sustained.
这个就是他坐在至高之处的意思。
This is the meaning behind God's residing on a lofty height.
我们是因为他坐在至高之处而能够继续活下去。
Because of God's residing on a lofty height, we are able to continue our livelihood.
所以神值得我们来赞美。
Therefore, God deserves our praises and honor.
那第三个就是神的本性。
Third speaks of God's nature.
如果我们看到一个好人
，If we see a nice person,
我们真的会赞美这个人。
We will naturally praise this person.
所以圣经里面好像约伯。
In the Bible mentions Job.
约伯说。我是穷人的朋友。
Job says that I'm a friend to the poor.
我是寡妇的口。
I'm the mouth for the widow.
约伯行很多善事。
Job had performed many charitable deeds.
这个人很有爱心。
He was very loving.
所以约伯受到相当的尊重。
And Job was highly respected.
他自己说，他从市场一走过去，大家都站起来。
And he even stated that when he walks through the marketplace, everyone would rise in his presence.
这个人公义很慈爱。
Because he was so righteous and very loving.
那神的本性当然是约伯能够比不上。
Then when we compare Job's nature to God's nature, of course he cannot hold comparison.
神的本性是美的，所以他的名是荣耀的。
God's divine nature is beautiful, and therefore His name deserves honor and praise.
Okay, 看第几行？雅各。
Let's turn to Song of Solomon.
好，雅各的第一章。
Chapter one.
第二，第三节。
Verse three.
好，第二节。
Verse two.
愿他用口与我亲嘴，你的爱情比酒更美。第三节。你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. Because of the fragrance of your good ointments, your name is ointment poured forth, therefore the virgins love you.
这里说你的膏油馨香
says that God's fragrance.
其实这个馨囊就是指的神。
The fragrance here refers to God himself.
我们好像新娘。
And we are compared to the brides.
被神的美的本性所吸引。
We are attracted to God's good nature.
这是说你的爱情比酒更美。
This is why it says here that your love is better than wine.
人的本性是美的。
God's divine nature is beautiful.
那神的本性就显在耶稣基督的身上。
And God's nature is fully manifested in Jesus Christ himself.
所以克西玛尼园这个本来是榨橄榄的意思。那个榨橄榄那个工具。
The name Gethsemane means it's the olive press for pressing oils out of olives.
把那个橄榄放在那里一榨，那个油才会出来。
And only after the olives are compressed will the oil come out.
那到底耶稣伟大不伟大
？How is Lord Jesus great or not?
就把它放在克西玛里面压榨。
And he was placed in Gethsemane and compressed.
结果在最痛苦的时刻里面
，and under his most agonizing moments，
我发现耶稣的爱超越一切
，discovered that Jesus' love far surpasses everything else，
好像膏油馨香
，and it was fragrant as an ointment。
在最痛苦的时刻里面
，under his most agonizing moments，
耶稣还是不犯罪
，Lord Jesus remained sinless，
他是很公义的
，he was very righteous。
所以神的本性就显在主耶稣的身上。
So all of God's natures are manifested in Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣会吸引人。
This is why Jesus Christ attracts people to him.
神的本性是荣耀的。
For God's nature is honorable.
所以为什么神是荣耀的，值得我们来称颂
？Why is it that God is honorable and deserves our praise?
第一个
，First，
他的作为伟大。
For his works are indeed mighty.
第二个
，Second，
神的地位崇高。
God's position and status is high and mighty.
第三个
，third，
神的本性是纯全善良。
God's nature is good and beautiful.
所以神的要把神的荣耀要归给神。
That's why we have to praise God for His honor. He deserves His honor.
那我们再回来看从诗篇的九十六篇来看。那我们对神的这一种本性怎么来回应
？So let's go back to Psalm 96 and see how we can respond to God's nature.
使我们真的能够把荣耀归给他。
So we can truly give the praise that He deserves.
现在来回看诗篇九十六篇
，Psalm 96
第八节
，Psalm 96 verse 8。
要将神的名所当得的荣耀归给他，拿供物来。进入他的院，下半。
We are to bring him an offering and come into his courts.
所以这个第八节前半句就说神的荣耀归给他，下面就是拿供物来进到院，就是要献给他。
Verse 8 says, "Give to the Lord glory to His name, and follow by bring an offering and come into His courts."
这个就是把神的荣耀归给他的一个做法。
This is a method in which we can bring honor and give glory to God.
所以他太荣耀了，我们在神的面前把最宝贵的献给他。
Because God is so honorable and glorious, therefore we have to bring what is treasure and precious and bring into His presence.
那最宝贵的是什么？
What is most precious to us?
如果我们看前面就有提到赞美。
If we read the previous verses, where it mentions praises.
96篇第四节。
96 verse 4.
因为神为大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之中当受敬畏。
For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised, He is to be feared above all gods.
所以第一个要赞美神。
Therefore, the first thing we need to do is to praise God.
这个赞美神啊，就是在献祭。
Praising God is equivalent to offering sacrifices.
所以有时候我们祷告哦，刚开始的时候很多祈求。
When we begin our regular prayer, we start with a lot of requests.
求这个求那个一大堆。
We pray for this and that, many demands.
但是当我们祷告越深入的时候，到最后没有什么祈求。
But as we go deeper into the prayer, we find out there's nothing to pray for.
就是一直在感谢神，一直在赞美神。
We just continue to give praises and honor to God.
这种体验是很奇妙的。
This is a wonderful experience.
那这个感谢跟赞美就是连结。
To praise and give thanksgiving is a type of spiritual offering.
有时候如果我们在社会上呢，要去看一个人，常常不晓得要带什么东西。
In the society, when we want to visit a certain person, we would fuss over what kind of present to bring.
如果这个神这么荣耀，我会带什么来见他？
Since God is so honorable, what can we bring to Him?
圣经给我们答案这么简单。
And the Bible gives us such a simple answer.
带我们的心来赞美他。
Just bring our heart to praise God.
带我们的心来感谢他。
To bring our heart to give thanksgiving to Him.
所以我们现在不需要杀牛杀羊。
Nowadays, we don't have to kill cattle or livestock.
因此，我们到教会里面来。
Therefore, when we come to church,
这个唱诗呢，就是在赞美神。
Singing hymn is a form to give praise to God.
我们不要把唱诗当作哦，聚会时间还没有到啊，人还没有到，再唱两首，这样唱诗就有一点哦，不是这个原来的意思了。
So don't consider hymn singing as something that's routine.Then that would defeat the whole purpose of singing hymn.
唱诗就是要献灵祭，通过我们的赞美感谢，我们的心带靠近神。
Hymn singing is a form of spiritual offering by which we can reconnect our heart to God.
所以这个就是神对神的荣耀的一个回应。
This is a way in which we can respond to God's honor and glory.
所以你两手空空像寡妇，只有两个小钱没有关系，只要我们来感谢赞美就可以。
So it's okay if we come before God empty-handed, just like the widow who has two small copper coins. So long as we come before Him and give praises and thanksgiving.
当撒拉佛在神面前，他只呼喊什么？圣哉，圣哉，就这样赞美神。
When the seraphims of angels come before God, all they do is continue to say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那他这个呼喊啊，竟然能力这么大，连殿的根基就震动，那个圣殿充满着云烟。
And this praising is so mighty and powerful, even the foundations of the temple are quaked, are moved to shaking.
所以有的刚刚开始信主不了解，以为信主哦，最重要就在奉献。
And some people may not understand God the faith. When they first come to the Lord, they feel that the most important thing is to make offerings.
就是到奈及利亚去拜访一个慕道朋友。
Once when I was in Nigeria, I visited a true seeker.
生活水准相当高。
Who enjoyed very high living standard.
有游泳池，有这个电视，有那个这卫星电视。
He had a swimming pool and satellite TV.
跟他谈道理两个钟头。他连续问四五次，我如果去你们教会洗礼，我要奉献多少
？And through two hours of discussing truth with him, he asked four or five times, "If I go to your church, how much do I need to make offer?"
他把敬拜神啊这个观念想错了。
So his concept of worshiping God is wrong.
天地都是神的。
Because the heaven and earth belong to God.
神还少什么
？What does God lack?
他什么也不少。
He does not lack anything.
那神要我们什么？
So what does God want from us?
感谢他，赞美他。
To give thanksgiving and to praise Him.
那奉献只是感谢跟赞美的一部分，不是全部。
An offering, making monetary offering, is just a portion of our offering to God. It's not the be all and end all of offerings.
所以有一天，我们的祷告暂时把求全部都摆在一旁。
So during our prayer, we have to first set aside all our needs and requests.
现在我们来感谢神。
Now we have to give thanks to God.
神给我多少，一个一个来感谢。
And we count all the blessings that God has given to us one by one.
那接下去我们来赞美神。
And followed by giving praises to God.
那这样我们换一个角度来祷告，你觉得很喜乐。
And if we change this kind of prayer format, we will discover that we are filled with joy.
啊，觉得跟神非常的靠近。
We feel very close to God.
因为这是神喜悦的。
And for this, it will be pleasing to God.
所以神要我们什么？
What does God want from us?
要感谢他，赞美他。
He wants us to give thanksgiving and to praise Him.
好，我们再回来看九十六篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 96.
啊，第四节。
Verse 4.
他在万神之上当受敬畏。
For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods.
神要我们做什么？
What does God want from us?
啊，神要我们敬畏他。
God wants us to fear Him.
好，这个就是对他荣耀的一个回应。这么伟大，这么荣耀的神，到底他要你什么？你要敬畏他。
This is a way in which we can respond to this awesome and honorable God. He wants us to fear and revere Him.
那怎么敬畏他？
So how do we revere God?
就是七篇第十节。
Psalm 97:7.
你们爱主、爱主的神的，都应当恨恶罪恶。他啊，这这就可以了。九十七篇第十节 ，verse 10。
Psalm 97:10. You who love the Lord hate evil.
啊，如果我们真的爱神
，if we truly love God，
要恨恶罪恶
，we have to hate evil。
这个就是对神的啊荣耀的一个回应。
This is the one way that we can respond to God's honor.
你看到，如果我们在开车。
Think about it this way: while we're driving,
后视镜看到，哎，警察在后面，自动就会减速。
And if you look up in your rearview mirror and you see a police driving behind you, you will naturally slow down your speed.
因为什么会减速
？Why do you slow down?
因为警察在后面。
Because the police is driving behind you.
那就是如果我们继续开很快
，But if we continue to drive recklessly and very high speed,
那我们就会被罚。
Then we'll be ticketed.
啊，神是很伟大的神。
God is a very awesome God.
所以我们要敬畏。
Therefore, we have to fear Him.
不要作恶。
Do not do evil.
心里思想不要想恶的事情。
Let our mind not dwell on evil things.
所以箴言里面在讲敬畏神，第一件事情就是远离恶事。
Book of Proverbs, the first mention of fear God is to depart from evil.
所以这个道德的基础不是法律。
So the principle and the foundation of law is not the law and commandments itself.
法律有很多漏洞。
Because laws has many loopholes.
但是如果敬畏神
，But if we fear God,
这个就是道德的开始。
This is the beginning of our ethics.
因为自然恶是不敢做。
Because we are naturally hate to do evil.
因为我们敬畏神。
Because we fear God.
啊，神喜欢我们一直做，因为我们敬畏神。
And God.Will treasure us because we fear Him.
所以敬畏神这个道德是没有漏洞的。
So fearing God is a moral in which there is no loophole.
因为我们是敬畏他。
For we fear God.
到处都是神，还有哪里有漏洞
？If God is everywhere in our lives, there is no loopholes.
所以对神的荣耀的一个回应就是远离恶事。
So one way that we can respond to God's honor and glory is to stay far away from evil.
所以真的。在尊重神的荣耀的人不敢犯罪。
Those people who truly give respect to God's glory will not dare to commit sin.
你看约瑟，没有人看到他不敢犯罪。
Look at Joseph, even though no one was looking at him, but he dared not to sin. Why?
因为他敬畏。
For he feared God.
所以对神的荣耀要敬畏。
So we can respond to God's glory by fearing Him.
那我们再回来看诗篇的九十六篇。
Turn back to Psalm 96.
第九节
，verse 9.
应当以圣洁的装饰来敬拜神。
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
这个英文是 beauty of holiness， 圣洁的美。
The beauty of holiness.
所以从圣经看起来，我们的美有外在的，也有内在的。
So from the Bible perspective, beauty consists of external and also within.
外在的会吸引人。
What is on the outer appearance will attract people.
但是内在的会感动人。
But the inner beauty will move people.
也会感动神。
And also touch God.
那这个圣洁的美来装饰，这样来拜神。
We are to adorn ourselves with the beauty of holiness to worship God.
什么是圣洁的装饰？
What is the adornment of the beauty of holiness?
我们每一天的生活有分别。
It means that we separate, we make a distinction in our daily life.
圣洁就是分别的意思。
Being holy and sanctified means that we separate from evil things.
没有分别就是没有圣洁，就是世俗化。
If we don't make a distinction, that means we are secularized. We are no different from the world.
所以到底我的生活是圣洁还是世俗化，就是我们跟外邦人有没有分别。
So whether, how do we determine whether our life is secularized or we are sanctified? We have to see whether our life is any different from regular people.
你看我们在我在放假，我们所娱乐的内容，休闲活动的内容。
We can examine by looking at during the holidays when we have time off, how do we kill our how do we entertain ourselves?
那我们再看，我们跟世俗人朋友在讲话，他用的很多的词，我们不能用。
And for instance, when we're talking, conversing with our regular friends, they use a lot of vocabularies that we are not able to use.
这就是分别，这个叫做圣洁。
This is the kind of distinction that we separate ourselves to be holy and sanctified. There was a member who, before converting to Christ, he often visited the video store.
他洗礼以后要去录影带去找，找了一个钟头找不到一带，他可以借着回去。
But after he was baptized, he went to a video store and he looked for over an hour, but he could not find one movie that is suitable for him.
不是上千上万带，怎么找不到一带？
There are thousands of movies in the store. How can he not find one?
当你把圣洁的原则放进来，
because when you place this principle of holiness in your eyes,
你发现不是每个带子都可以看的。
And you discover that it's not every movie that you can watch.
那这种圣洁有分别，就是一个美，一个装饰，我们才能够进到圣洁的神面前。
This separation of holiness is a type of beauty that, so through this beauty of holiness, we can come before God.
那这样，神会接受我们对他的尊敬敬拜。
And in this way, God will accept our respect and reverence to Him.
所以我们在信仰生活当中，对神的荣耀啊，需要有一个回应。
In our daily lives, we must respond to God's glory.
那这样，我们跟神的关系会越来越亲近。
Through this way, we will draw nearer and nearer to God.
我们现在就来看九十六篇。
Turn to Psalm 96.
十一节。
Verse 11.
愿天地欢喜，愿地快乐，愿海和其中所充满的澎湃。
Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and all its fullness.
十二节。
Well,
愿田和其中所有的欢乐，那是林中的树木，要在神的面前欢呼。
Let the people be joyful and all that is in it, and all the trees of the woods will rejoice.
十三节。
13.
因为他来了，要来审判全地，他要按公义审判世界，按他的旨意审判万民。
Before the Lord, for He is coming, for He is coming to judge the earth, He shall judge the world with righteousness.
为我们在神面前啊，一方面是很敬畏，所以会战敬；但是另外一方面会很喜乐。
While in the presence of God, on one hand we will revere and show our respect to God, but on the other hand we are filled with great joy.
所以诗篇的第二篇才说用畏惧的心来侍奉神。
That's why in Psalm chapter 2 it says that we are to worship God with a heart of reverence.
要存战兢而快乐。
That we can serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
所以这个敬拜神啊，又战兢又喜乐的。
So while we serve the Lord is with fear and also trembling.
因为神太伟大了。
Because God is so awesome.
所以你心里存着一种敬畏的心，这样来亲近他。
So naturally we come before Him with a heart of reverence.
但是因为神太慈爱。
But because God is so merciful and compassionate.
太多的恩典。
He is full of grace.
所以能够到他面前是一种享受。
To be able to come before Him.As an enjoyment.
所以这两种感觉都有，很敬畏又很喜乐。
So we While in God's presence, we have these two feelings, one of reverence and the other of rejoicing. This is a special characteristic of our faith.
敬主越久,
the longer we serve God, the less the boldness we have.
因为什么?
Why is that?
因为神太可怕,
because God is so awesome.
但是敬主越久越喜乐,
but the longer we serve God, the more joyful we are.
为什么?
Why?
因为神太怜悯,
because God is so merciful.
恩典太多,
He's filled with many grace.
所以信仰生活就是在战兢中而喜乐,
so our faith should be one that is filled with reverence and rejoicing.
神的名是值得称颂的,
for God's name deserves glory and honor.
我们要把当得的荣耀归给神,
and we have to give all the praises unto God.
在他的面前不断地感谢赞美他,
and to, in God's presence, continue to give thanksgiving and praise God.
在他面前不断地敬畏他,
before Him, we have to show our respect and reverence.
在他面前不断地尊重他,
and before Him, we are to continue to worship Him and revere Him.
也以圣洁的美来装饰自己,
to adorn ourselves with the beauty of holiness.
这样来亲近他,
in this way, we draw nearer to Him.
唱诗,
sing Him.
是吧,
是, oh,